You are now listening to another episode of Box to Box, where we discuss all things football, keeping a closer eye on the Red Devils and the Gooners.
Yo, people, welcome back to Box to Box podcast. The boys are back with another episode. Obviously, unfortunately, we missed last week's, but we're back today, fresh off the action of yesterday, fresh off the action of the weekend. And yeah, man, I'm ready to get to this. Man, what are you saying?
I'm saying I'm good, man. I'm happy. In good spirits.
Top of the world right now, isn't it?
I'm feeling nice, man.
Yeah, it's good to be Arsenal fan, man. But it must be quite good to be United fan right now. Jay, how you feeling?
I was honestly going to say, it's a good thing we didn't even do last week's pod because, yeah, completely different feeling right now, isn't it?
That head loss must have been stupid. That's a 4-0. Was last week the 4-0?
Was that? Yeah, Brentford.
Brentford.
Yeah, that was the 4-0 still.
Damn. Well, bam. It's calm, man. Let's just start on a positive. I think it's best for us to start with United. Obviously, you man played yesterday. The big game of the weekend. Obviously, it was on the Monday, but still the big game of the weekend. Everybody kind of expected Liverpool to roll over United. Obviously, Liverpool.
I didn't expect that.
Most people.
First of all, you did expect it because
Wait, hold on.
Cause this guy's about to chat shit. I'm gonna let him know what I've got.
Yeah. Alright. So most people, not saying everyone, most people thought Liverpool was going to roll over United. Obviously, Liverpool smacked United 5-0 last season at Old Trafford. United ain't been at the best of form. Liverpool haven't been either, to be fair. But, you know, United just lost 4-0 to Brentford, lost to Brighton on the opening day. A lot of people felt that Liverpool were going to make it 3 losses out of 3. But obviously, that's not what happened. United came from the first minute. They wanted the game more. And obviously, they ended up winning the game 2-1. So, Max, I'm going to hand the mic back to you because
I'm going to let Jacob chat his shit right now, innit? But I did not think Liverpool was going to win. I actually had peas on Man United to win. It was 4-1. I remember the odds.
And I
put a cheeky 20 quid on that and got £80 back. So don't chat shit to me. Because Liverpool have an aging team right now. You're at Old Trafford. You know, you man are gassed, you got Casemiro. It was just written in the stars that you man were going to win. Plus, you had an offside decision that should have been offside and they gave it to you. So,
They rigged in it.
They did rig it.
I'm glad.
To be fair, I thought United were going to lose. I didn't think you get smacked. I didn't think it was going to be another final, but I thought you was going to lose just because, I don't know, it's Liverpool.
Do you know when, for me, it changed? Yeah? Up until I saw the lineup, I was very much like, we're going to get... Like, I was happy to... This month...
So you were happy with the lineup?
No. Prior to this lineup, I was accepting that this month, United are not getting any points. Like, the way we were going, I knew Liverpool was coming. That was a loss. But when I saw the lineup, and we heard the rumours that he was going to bench Maguire... There was talks about Varane and Martinez in training together. I was thinking, okay. So I see Malacia starting at this point. He's now deciding to bench people. Even Ronaldo, he benched him. Big, big gamble. You know, you haven't won your first two games. You're benching your captain. You're benching your top goal scorer. I see the lineup and I was a bit confident because we faced them in pre-season and it was a similar lineup, obviously bar Eriksen. In the team. And I just felt the energy is what we needed. Like, I was complaining about energy in the last couple games. Like, Brentford had outrun us by,
13 kilometres.
Yeah, something like that. And because we know we've got the players, we've got the ability. And obviously, GM was obviously taking the piss out of Sancho and stuff. And, you know, he came through yesterday. But for me, it was all done. And all created from hard work. Their hard work had got things going. And there's even rumours of apparently Ten Hag had got them to run the distance that they had lost out in the Brentford game, innit?
Yeah. Apparently so, he joined in.
Yeah, he joined in apparently and stuff. And like the players, apparently it was tough for him as well, isn't it? And the players
bald head, man. I know his head was just red.
Sweating. So I know at that point, like he's earned the respect of the players. And for him to then decide, I'm going to go out and put a lineup like that, I was fairly confident. I was even in a United group chat and I was saying, I'm like, I feel like we're going to win.
Hey, Max is steaming. Look at his face.
Well, he's vexed it. Like, and obviously, I was there in the chat.
Hold on. I won't even steaming, yeah? But more time, I'm going to be real with you, man, innit? You might not get gassed for no reason. You might need to pipe down, fam, because over the last 2 weeks, you might have been crying. Like, all my group chats are popping off now all of a sudden. You might not get excited. Let me land. You won the derby, all of that. I hear that. But you might didn't play sick, bro.
We played well, Max. Rashford was doing flip flaps and.
Let me finish. You man played with high intensity. That's what you did. Because you man ain't played with high intensity for like the last couple of games. All of a sudden, you play with high intensity and all of a sudden you played well. No, you played with high intensity and then you saw that. Okay, these players actually have it in them to play well. They can do stuff when they actually put a bit of effort into the game. You just said the game you won was hard work.
But already we have this talent. Like, look at Sancho. Do you know what I mean? Like, you got Bruno. Bruno, yeah, he lost the ball at times in the game, but the guy was running after. I don't know how many tackles he put off, how many times he was clattered. We've always spoke about the intensity when it comes to these lot. They've got the talent. It's there, but can you bring the intensity to match that talent? And yesterday, they done that and it allowed them to play well. So I have to give them credit in it.
I've got a question because obviously the way that you might set up against Liverpool, you was on the counter, right?
Yeah.
So you might not play in Southampton next.
Yeah.
Do you go into Southampton playing the exact same tactic, inviting the pressure?
I know you're going to playing the same way. And obviously they were talking about it yesterday in the punditry. Because obviously the way Liverpool set up, it suited United to go out on the counter. We've done this to the bigger teams before. But for me now, if he puts the right personnel in, I think we can play. Like, obviously,
who are those personnel? You got
Casemiro. See, he was unveiled yesterday. He's gonna go straight into that team. We already know that. You have Eriksen who's gonna be in the midfield. So when we have teams we need to break down. We do have creative players around. For me, Ten Hag, the big thing he said about Casemiro is that he's the cement between the bricks, basically. Like, he's the one who's going to get that ball from defence to midfield and then onwards. Like, that's what we need, quick transitions. And then we can start to dominate teams very easily. But listen, I want to, like, I'm just happy we've done this before this Arsenal game's coming up because I need my team to bed in well. Like, I'm seeing Arsenal's movement. Don't worry. But
when are we playing? Yeah, when are we playing each other?
4th of September.
4th of September?
Yes.
Chai, that's like next week.
Two weeks.
But let me hear Mike say something about my guy Sancho, though, because obviously he's been holding a lot of smoke because he made Vinny Van Dijk. You made Vinny Van Dijk.
Stop shouting, man. Stop shouting. I'm getting excited. They're shouting. This is what I'm trying to say. Oh, look. Happy for you, man. You, man, got your little win over an aging Liverpool.
Wait, can I hate? No, are you going to give credit to Sancho?
No, I'm not. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Happy for your win. You beat an aging Liverpool. Liverpool ain't won a game all season. I don't think Liverpool are pissed this season. I've already said it. They're in for a shot.
Yeah, we're going to talk about them.
I think they've gone 1-0 down in like 7 matches in a row or something stupid like that.
They're in for a shot because if you compare them to who they were challenging, which was Man City have completely changed their team in comparison to Liverpool, who have had the same team for like 5 seasons. For me, yeah, you beat Liverpool. Well done. You know, you've got to get your accolades. I mean, I don't think you wanted 3 losses on a bounce. That would be very embarrassing.
We haven't had that since 1986.
Exactly. It's not like you had COVID cases or anything like that. You put your full squad, so there's no excuses. Okay, you win. You got Casemiro. It is looking a bit better for you, man. You might not probably going to get Anthony get added in there and maybe another person, which, okay, cool.
They're still looking at De Jong right now. Deal's still...
So, well, we're happy for you, but at the end of the day, it's not like you never really turned up against the big teams anyway. Let's be honest. Yeah, I know Liverpool smacked you up last season, But overall, against the big teams, you guys kind of do turn up. It's against the teams like Southampton, the Leicesters, the bloody Brightons that you flop all the time. So the real big test is 12:30 on Saturday.
When you've against Southampton, do you know what? For me, yeah, yesterday, like you said, we've beaten the big teams in the season before, yeah. Yesterday, the biggest thing for me was what he did with his selection. Like, he took out the main heads. Shaw, like, I was saying, Malacia coming through is going to put Shaw on toast. Malacia had a wavy game yesterday against Salah. Like, you know, for a young player, fam, and the intensity again, like, these specific players, these personnel, they bring that intensity. We have not had that for a long time. And that's what I'm excited about more than anything, Clark. And that's what I see with you lot, fam. Your players, they bring a certain level of intensity. So, yeah, man, like, I'm looking forward to things. So, yeah. Southampton.
It's, fam, on to Southampton, man. But one thing before we move on, obviously, United played well. Props to United. Like, shout out to United. I'm going to be impartial here. Like, shout out to United. You, man, played very well. But we've got to talk about Liverpool. And we've got to talk about Van Dijk. Because, fam, this guy's looking funny at the light, man.
Do you know what's funny? I think it's the, you know that stat, yeah, where it was
the
like
dribbled pass thing.
Yeah. I'm telling you, that gassed him. It gassed him.
Bam. He done it Champions League final for Madrid's goal. He done it against someone else. I think he done it against Fulham. And now he's done it again against United yesterday. This casual R. No, he done it against Palace, sorry. He done it against Palace when I think Zaha scored. This casual I don't need to lunge in because I'm Van Dijk. My aura will put the defense, will put the
like,
attacker
they're
off.
They're gonna stunt like because I'm standing there, like
bro. Like the thing he done yesterday. That's I think yesterday was the worst one still.
You know, Milner wanted to kill him.
Yeah, he should have.
Milner, he actually was grilling him, and you could even see Van Dijk basically like, all right, cool. I get it.
Yesterday was the worst one because it's like, bro, do you know how much of the goal Sancho had to aim at?
If he had slid or something, yeah, he would have covered that. He's covering that side. The other side is covered. Bro, Sancho now has a difficult space to hit.
Bam, like Van Dijk. Don't get me wrong. Van Dijk is still Van Dijk. He's still an amazing defender. But Saliba's coming for his title. That's what I'm saying.
Liverpool as a whole.
Max, come closer.
I was just saying, Liverpool as a whole, right now, I think, I don't know. Again, you don't want to say something when it's too early, and it's still early to say, you know.
They're aging, man. I don't think it's too early.
Their squad, but you never know. They could have signed some players, but because you don't want to make that mistake like we gave Tuchel donkey of the day when he got battered by.
Do you know what?
And he deserved it.
But what I'm saying is Liverpool right now, like I said, if you compare them to Man City, look at what Man City have done. They've completely changed their team. They've done an overhaul of their
They're renovated.
In comparison to Liverpool, who have kept... You still got man like Milner playing. Why is Milner still...
Do you know what, yeah? Do you know what? One thing we have to do... One thing we have to give them, they have massive amount of injuries right now. Like...
What's massive? Where, though? Not really. They've got Nunes that had a red card. They had... They may have a massive list of injuries, but I'm talking about Manner that actually play. Thiago... Is the only one that's injured.
Thiago, Nunez, Jota, and...
Jota plays.
And, who else? There's someone else. I forgot. But
Konate?
Konate, yeah.
Konate's not...
And Matip.
Konate starts.
But I don't think that's...
Bro, take four of your big players out of the team, bro. Like, come on. I know it's easy to say, fam, as much as I'm happy about our victory yesterday, but... Bro,
injuries aside, like if you look at Liverpool's midfield,
that's what we're not talking about.
If you look at their midfield, you take out Keita, all of them midfielders are 30 plus. Milner, 36, Henderson, probably like 32, Thiago, I think he's 31, Fabinho, I think he's 31. Like, yeah, they got this Harvey Elliott, they got that Curtis Jones.
Looks good, by the way.
He does look very good, but
it's like, cold.
Fam, like, teams are
Curtis Jones as well. Naby Keita's injured.
Teams are getting better and better, and Liverpool don't have the best luck with injuries. So it's kind of like, fam, like people are saying that they're waiting for next season because they want to sign Bellingham. But Like, there's no guarantee that Bellingham's going to sign for them. Like, what's going to wait?
There's no guarantee. There's too many big teams that will be around.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. I feel like we could be talking about Liverpool for a long time. I feel like just for the sake of time, we should move on.
Can we just talk about one thing, though? Can we talk about Trent? Can we just talk about his defending?
He can't defend. Like, that's,
I feel
that's
like he's got away with it too much now, because if that was a Maguire or anyone else here who takes a lot of slander for that type of behaviour.
No, he's been poor. He's been poor.
Like, he did not bother for that goal.
He's been poor, man. Like, he's been poor. Like, since the end of last season, Robertson as well, they've both been poor.
And this is my thing, yeah. When people slander me, I don't... Like, international, he'll get exposed. I just feel like he's just... He'll get too exposed. It's great attacking, but...
Southgate don't play him for a reason, so...
James might actually be the most complete right-back right now, you know, in the Prem.
I still prefer Trent in it, but I hear it. I still prefer Trent to James. Slightly.
It's actually mad. What are you saying, Max?
I mean...
It's slight.
As an overall right-back, I'll probably go for James.
I hear it still.
The only thing that Trent does better is tech. He's got more tech than him, but I don't need tech for my right back if I'm on the city. I've got Mamadou Doulis that can do that job.
Trust. I just, as long as you can defend and you can whip in across every now and then, it's calm with me.
I hear it still. But yeah, man. Like I said, a shout out to United. Good result. On to Southampton on Saturday. So moving on to Arsenal now. It's been looking very, very positive for Arsenal. 3 wins out of 3. We went to Bournemouth on Saturday evening, 5:30 kickoff. You know, traditionally, Bournemouth, I remember when Bournemouth were in the Prem before, that used to be a bookie fixture for Arsenal, Bournemouth away. They used to be a bookie fixture. Like, that was Arteta's first game, I think. We drew 1-1. I remember seeing that lineup. It was mad. We had, like, Ozil playing. I think, like, Reece Nelson played. Like, the team was mad. But obviously, we've gone to Bournemouth now, beat them 3-0. Great result. And yeah, like, it's looking very, very rosy for us right now. Obviously, Jesus looking amazing again. Saliba even got a cheeky goal. Erdegaard, 2 goals. Like, Saka starting to come more and more into form. And yeah, man, it's looking good for us. Max, what are you saying? What do you think about the game?
I think, personally, I watched the game from 90 minutes, from 0 to 90 minutes. I think we were excellent from the get-go. I think personally, my club are top of the table right now. I were doing really well.
I was waiting for it. Was that 30 seconds in?
I knew
that was coming.
My club, only club, my club.
I said top of the table, three games.
Can you not interrupt me, please?
Cool, say that.
My club is the only club in the Prem to be to win all games, get 9 points out of 9.
Okay.
Yeah, and apparently when we played Crystal Palace, we were lucky to beat Crystal Palace, but then Crystal Palace drew with Liverpool. When we played, who did we play second?
Leicester.
They said we got lucky that we should have. Then we go Bournemouth away, beat them 3-0. Yeah, okay, we're playing little teams.
You can only beat what's in front of you, man.
Exactly. The difference is right now, from what I can see, is we're not just beating these teams, we are dominating the game from get-go. We're dominating. The change, Jesus has changed.
Bro, did you see Jesus on that first goal?
The first goal.
My head is spinning. His touch is spinning.
Gave the guy a little weight off the ball, spun, little R9 movement, dribble, and threaded through for Martinelli. And then, obviously, the ricochet goes to Odegaard. You know what I'm saying? I think, personally, right now, it's early doors. I don't want to get too gassed, but I am happy with what I'm seeing. We look great. We look really good. I think Saliba at the back as well. He gives me a bit of peace of mind. Because before, you'd always look at our defence and think, what clumsy. Like, for example, last season, you look at Ben White, you look at Gabriel, and yeah, fair enough, they were good last season, but you always felt like
there's a mistake.
There's something missing. Yeah, there's an issue. But with Saliba, you don't feel like there's going to be a mistake that's going to come. He just looks too solid. He's big, he's tall, he's fast, he can pass, he can dribble, he can throw.
Yeah, Saliba's no nonsense.
And then for him to end with that finish as well was just an icing on the cake for me. Do you know what I'm saying? So overall, we're looking good. We're dominating games. Obviously, we're still going to get a few more signings. But I mean, right now we've got, Crystal Palace, Leicester, Bournemouth. Then we've got Fulham. Then we've got Aston Villa. Then we've got Man United. I think personally, we're going to beat Fulham. We're going to beat Aston Villa. Then our big test will be Man United. That's when everyone is going to say, okay, Arsenal, they've won 5 games out of 5, but they always struggle against the big team. So let's see.
Hey, you know that Fulham game, though? Don't sleep on Fulham.
We're going to slap Fulham.
Yeah, Fulham are good, but we'll beat Fulham.
I said it with my mouth right now. We're going to slap Fulham, and we're going to slap Aston Villa. It's Old Trafford where the big test comes in.
Yeah, come.
And
come.
That's what I want to know. I want to know what Arsenal are on then. Do you know what I'm saying?
Because by then we would have cooked it a little bit more.
Oh, allow it, man. Bro. Allow it.
I want you to cook it. I want it to be cooked, bro. I want the food ready. So we
don't worry, fresh, fam.
You know what I'm saying?
Allow it, man.
Beverages and everything.
You know what I'm saying? But overall, I think we're looking good. Obviously, again, it's early doors. You don't want to get too gassed. Because as Arsenal fan, we like to get gassed. But I think the reason why we're getting so gassed is just the way we are dominating games.
Yeah, we've got good reason to be gassed.
Yeah, we're controlling games. It's not like, oh, where last season it'll be a thing where we'll score 1-0 and then it's like bare pressure on us and then we're scraping the second goal. We're getting 1-0, then we're getting a second goal, we're getting a third goal, we're getting bare chances. I don't think we clocked. Against Bournemouth, we should have
creating
scored,
bare chances.
You know, that's Saliba. Saliba, yeah, him coming back is actually annoying. Because the way you can now play a higher line, because that guy can just sweep up, get the ball back, you recycle straight away. He's too hard.
He's too hard. He's actually
getting me angry.
And it's like, we're actually in a position where got a lot of players competing for a lot of places. Like even in defence, Tomiyasu can't get back into... I know he's just getting back into fitness, but Ben White's been playing decent at right back.
Tomiyasu or Ben White?
I like Ben White at right back still.
I mean, Tomiyasu's a right back. Ben White's a centre back. So it's going to be Tomiyasu, ideally. But Ben White's still playing well. Left back, Zinchenko, playing out of his skin, balling out. Do you know how much tech that guy has, by the way?
Like, he has mad tech.
His technique is stupid.
His tech is dumb. But his defending is whack.
What do you mean it's whack?
His defending is
one-on-one defending is not that good. Going forward, he's amazing. Like, he's very good.
Can you tell, fam, low-key, in the Prem, there's not many great fullbacks that are good 1v1 defending.
Most fullback, the only difference is, the top ones can attack.
Yeah, like that's Zinchenko.
But he can attack, but defending-wise, he's not. I wouldn't have him over Malasic. I actually like a fullback that can defend well.
That's cat.
And fam, I'm different, innit? I swear down.
Trust me, what he just said.
Bro, honestly, no, fam. Slap who, fam? Like, because you're getting excited right now. You're facing teams, but fam, you guys are going to have a possession against
Zinchenko. That's one.
When you face
prems,
a team now, yeah.
Zinchenko, that's one four prem.
But he was playing in midfield. He was playing in midfield. No, bro. But I'm saying to you, he was playing in midfield for City at times, bro. Like, come on, bro. He wasn't playing left back all the time. He played for City. He's played in midfield as well. Are you not buzzing,
bro? Bro, he has played in midfield for City, but
so come on, man. Like, he's playing left back. Yeah, he's playing left back predominantly, but he plays midfield as well because he's very good on the ball, fam. Very good, but fam, all I'm saying to you is defending wise, he's not that good, bro.
You just said you prefer the style I want, for United, for the way, fam, I want a more defensive fullback.
That's why, fam.
Zinchenko's a better
going forward, 100%, bro. I'm not going to deny that. But that's like asking me, when you ask me if I want Trent or if you ask me James or whatever, I'll say to you more James because I prefer the more defensive aspect as well.
That's like me saying I prefer Partey over Casemiro because Partey has a cooler head than Casemiro.
No, he does have a cooler head than him. He doesn't have a cooler head, though.
No.
You'd have to back that point. How many? Wait, cooler heads, yeah, when this guy's been in 9 finals and he's won 9. I'm just saying. Cooler head. No, it makes sense. If you give me a good reason, and then I've explained to you my reason.
Yellow cards, fam. You get fair yellow cards. It's not discipline. What?
And how many does that play Xhaka? And how many in the final? How many finals has he got?
I ain't having you telling me you're picking
Bro, I'm saying to you, in style, if you're asking me, like, it's just like the Trent and the James situation, bro. Like, you got one fullback who's mad attacking,
bro,
fam,
but
yeah?
You've seen Malasia play one game, bro.
Fam. I haven't actually seen him play one game, fam. Bro, I don't just watch the Prem like you, G, fam. I watch his other league, so.
No, bro,
I'm just telling you, fam. But, G, and he plays the Netherlands as well, so what, you guys don't watch National League? You don't watch internationals? But bro, like I said to you, yeah, I like the style of play, fam. Zinchenko's a better guy going forward, 100%, bro. But I'm talking about defensively, fam. Zinchenko is not that good.
Fair enough, but
Zinchenko. That's all, babe. Like, why are you taking slander from that? From like what? That's like saying.
Hold on. So,
From what I've seen, because even Palace.
Tierney or Malasia?
What, Tierney that gets injured all the time?
Tierney
no, I don't want Tierney. No, I'm not saying Tierney. I'm saying Malasia right now. I'm saying it because end of the season, yeah. I'll say, fam, Tierney, who could even play 5 games in a row. Move that guy from me, fam.
Yeah, man.
That's like me saying Baye or Ben White, fam. Baye, who gets injured all the time, fam. But Baye's better physically.
But he's not better than him as an overall footballer.
Why is he not better than him? Because he gets injured all the time.
He doesn't have more tech. Bro, Baye is a sub, fam.
Nah, respect the team. When that guy is fully fit, he's better than
clown.
Bro,
he's a clown.
Cool. This is, I love the bit of Arsenal fans. You're not remembering
Baye against PSG.
You know what? Yeah, I'm not even gonna say that because you see what? Yeah, when you lot buck a team now that Zinchenko's gonna run out, you're gonna see it, fam. You guys, he's good because now I've seen he tucks in midfield. Yeah, when you guys, because you're playing teams where you can dominate. It's the same point about how we beat Liverpool yesterday, fam. Like, the real test is when you're gonna buck a team who's gonna be on giving you the punch up, innit? That's what I'm saying, fam.
To be fair, when we play big teams, he might play Tierney.
I've seen Dan James rip Zinchenko, fam. Against City, James was roasting him, fam. But I'm saying Dan James was doing it on a regular against him, fam. Because
no,
defensively, cool.
Keep this energy when we play.
Yesterday's gas me. Now I come back on this thing on smoke, right, now, fam. Cool. Like,
At Old Trafford. Let's see what Sancho.
You see our guy Saliba's getting sat down. Yeah, Martial. Martial came back yesterday as well. We didn't even speak of him.
You're lucky. I'm not going to be here on 4th of September. I would have said we need to watch this game together. You're lucky, bro.
Cool.
All right, cool. But yeah, man, Arsenal, we're playing well. Obviously, a lot of fans are saying that top 4 shouldn't be our target. We should be targeting more than that. We should be looking to break into that City-Liverpool bracket. Obviously, it's early doors. Being Liverpool, City are playing quite well. Liverpool aren't playing too well. So I'm just putting it out there, innit? I'm not saying it. I'm just putting it out there that some people think that Arsenal should be aiming a bit higher than top 4.
Chat to me after the Old Trafford game.
If
we beat Fulham, beat Aston Villa, we go Old here, we get 3 points. We're title contender. Straight. I'll tell you now for free.
Dimeji.
If we go Old Trafford,
are you hearing this?
And we take 3 points, we are title contenders.
I'm not disagreeing.
I'm telling you right now.
If
you're telling me 6 games out of 6, we've got 3 points out of those six games, you will tell me we're not title contenders. We are dark horses in that race. But say nothing. Everyone keeps sleeping on Arsenal. Everyone keeps waiting for us to flop. I'm not. Don't worry. I'm so confident in this team right now. The way they're playing, I cannot see us losing any game. The only time I can see us dropping points is at Old Trafford right now. And even then, you man have to play well to beat us.
You have to play well to beat us. Your guy Saliba better be fresh that day, fam.
Don't worry.
We'll see. Sancho's
good. Zinchenko's gonna get his eyes shined.
I love it, man. September 4th, 2 weeks. Say no more. But yeah, man, we move. And obviously, hopefully, we can get Pedro Neto in. Tillemans, there's still talks there, as well. So I'm excited, man. I'm excited because we're definitely getting a winger. I know that, like Arteta said, we're definitely getting a winger.
You need to, because
we need a winger.
Mike was saying in the chat, Saka looks tired. Remember I was saying last season
he's slumped.
Saka has been overplayed. Bro,
he's already played 100 Premier League games. That's worrying.
That's too much.
He's 20 years old.
And he's going to get clamped. Right. He's going to get clamped even more this season as well.
Bro, like we need to, especially with the World Cup, like we need to, for like, we shouldn't, I don't want to rub him out. Like
that's even going to ruin the, I feel like it's going to ruin things, you know.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. This season is going to be weird because of the World Cup. Bang in the middle. Bare teams are going to be like out of whack. Especially teams where it's like their whole team is going to be there.
And like teams where they're not international, they're just going to be what, chilling and
exactly
just fam. Getting fit and stuff. Like,
I'm telling you now, bro.
Not fit, but you know what I mean? Working on shape.
Stranger things have happened, man. Like Arsenal, don't watch that. Like, we're coming. But we'll talk proper after the United game. We'll talk probably. Let's not say too much for now. But yeah, like moving on to the rest of the Premier League. Obviously, before we start wrapping up, obviously Chelsea lost 3-0 to Leeds. I'm not sure if you might watch the match. I watched it and Chelsea, I know Chelsea played well against Spurs, but Chelsea aren't moving me this season.
Koulibaly.
Koulibaly was looking mad against Tottenham and now he gets sent off against Leeds. It was such a stupid challenge as well. Like, Chelsea, they got no firepower. Havertz is low-key living off the memory of one game, deep it. If Havertz didn't score in that Champions League final, like, that's basically what Chelsea...
Even cut his hair, he wanted to come in this season.
His Chelsea career is based off that one goal. He ain't done nothing else.
Things are a bit weird for them right now because they've been trying to get Fofana.
Yeah, they put another bid that got rejected. They're trying to get Aubameyang as well. I was saying to Max before that I feel like their owner, like, I don't think he knows what he's doing. Like, I think he's just... Because they obviously their director left as well. I think her name was Marina. She left as well. I think she used to handle the transfers, so... I don't know what the setup is, but like from them being linked with Ronaldo before a couple of weeks ago, now they're trying to get Aubameyang. Like, I hear it. They're trying to get like a finished article, but why would you buy a 33-year-old Aubameyang that was looking washed at Arsenal?
It doesn't make sense.
That hasn't done great at Barcelona. Like, there's other strikers out there that probably, I don't know.
Look at Pulisic, like what they've just, how things have just ended up.
Bam, Pulisic, Ziyech, Hudson-Odoi, like.
Ziyech might be going back to Ajax.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that as well.
With Chelsea, like you said, I think when they got rid of that lady, I forgot her name, kind of messed up. Well, you don't know. Again, everything is all early doors right now. Still, we need to give it like a month or two. Before we know what the season's really saying, because early doors. But I think for them to sign Gordon for 60, I do feel like their strategy is a bit mad. Like, it's just it's like FIFA mode for them, because for them to sign Koulibaly, I still don't really understand the signing, because Koulibaly is 30 plus.
I think that's a good signing though.
What's your strategy on that? You're buying old defenders, bro. Fair enough, if you get Fofana, it makes sense. But you bought this guy, Koulibaly. Old man, you want to spend 60 mil on Gordon, who's, when you've got someone like Callum Hudson-Odoi, I don't think he's better than Callum Hudson-Odoi. They're practically on the same level. You've got Sterling, which is fair enough. That's a good signing. You ain't bought a striker, but yeah, you get a Aubameyang. Maybe that's a decent signing there too. But I don't know what they're doing. They're just playing. He's just trying to flash his cash. That's how I see it.
I honestly, the next day, I can honestly see them being interested into another player like.
They're trying to sign this Leao guy from Milan. Like, they're just linked, bro. They're linked with so many people. Like, it's actually like what you said, Matt. They're playing FIFA. They got too much money that they don't know what they're going to do with.
Do you think Tuchel has much of a say in it?
Tuchel?
No, I don't think so.
I think it's going to be one of the first managers to get sacked this season. I'm telling you now. It's Chelsea. What's top right now? That we know what everyone's formula is. Like, you know what Arteta's trying to do. You know what Eric Ten Hag is trying to do. You know what Pep's trying to do. You know what Liverpool's philosophy is. What's Tuchel's... Because he's been here for a season and a bit now, or two seasons now. I don't know what Tuchel ball is. I'm not going to lie to you. What is Tuchel ball? Because all Tuchel ball to me is three at the back. Man, like, that's three at the back, fam. That's all I know for Tuchel.
Yeah, it's like three at the back.
Wing backs.
Three at the back, two tens, and then a striker.
Like, what's his strategy? I don't know what he's trying to do here.
I don't know.
So, Tuchel's under mad pressure right now. That's how I say it. I think he will be one of the first. It's going to be either Brendan Rodgers to get sacked first, I think.
I think
Tuchel might be next, man. Because
Gerrard, though.
Yeah, Gerrard, potentially.
If Chelsea's splashing all this cash and Tuchel's not showing up with the numbers to prove it, then you know them American bosses, son, they'll be like, hey, you gotta go. time to leave, man. You know what I mean? I don't know what accent that is, but he's time to go. They're gonna tell him in the boardroom, bro. Tuchel, your time's up, man. You're gonna bring someone else in, bro.
The owner's been going to them games as well.
Yeah, he's been there.
He's involved.
Off topic, but apparently, when Abramovich was still in control, what's the Real Madrid manager called? Sorry, what's his name?
Ancelotti.
When Ancelotti used to lose the game, he would send him a question mark.
Swear.
you know what type of pressure that is for you to lose the game? And then your owner just says your question mark. Like, what happened?
Nah.
And you need to explain why you lost the game. Every time they lost, apparently it's a rumor, isn't it? Man,
that's but,
can you imagine big Ancelotti, sitting there, fam, on his sofa, having to type?
Nah.
So I took off so-and-so, and so that's magic. That's actually embarrassing.
I'm dashing my number under the bus, fam. I'm just going to be like, look, hey, you see that Jorginho, brother? In the squad right now. Sterling, I'll just start throwing players under the bus. I can't lie.
I know
that's what Mourinho will do. Mourinho will just throw players under the bus. 100%.
Mourinho will even start throwing owner, be like, listen, I told you to buy me that player, but you didn't want to.
He would definitely say that.
This guy got sent off. Like, we could have had him instead. Mourinho is definitely the type of guy to say that.
Definitely. Like, Chelsea, like, I don't want to say they're in trouble, but. Like I said, they're not moving me this season so far. Like, Gordon, Aubameyang, I don't...
The league is weird right now, man.
The league is weird, it's I get weird. It. But it's like... I don't know, man. Like, Chelsea don't move me more than Spurs. Like, Spurs are still worrying me because Spurs aren't even playing well, but they're still winning. Or even against Chelsea, where they got outplayed, they still got a point. Like, Spurs are worrying me low-key.
Yeah.
But Chelsea...
But I've watched Spurs last couple of games, and they don't look good. But you can't play like that every game, bro. You're going to get exposed soon, bro.
It's true, but...
All it takes was... Did they concede? They didn't concede, did they?
No, they didn't.
All it takes them to concede, and then you carry on trying to play like that and get another goal. They got lucky, but...
Their attack is mad,
yeah, that's the thing. Reason why Spurs is like, fam, like, their attack, like...
Kane speaks for itself, man.
250 goals.
Kane is overpowered, like... I'm telling you.
That is nuts. But, man, before we move on, we're just going to go on a quick little break. But, listeners, we'll be back in a sec. So, yeah, like I was saying, like, Harry Kane, like... 250 goals for one club. Spurs firepower is peak right now. So they're moving me more than Chelsea. But that being said, like you said, Max, they're still not really playing very well.
To be fair, I think, like I said, it's early doors right now. So everyone's going to get gassed. Let's go. Let's have like a good 6-7 games and then we'll see where everyone is. The league is too unpredictable. You even got like Man City against Newcastle the other day. Newcastle are not a joke team anymore.
Nope.
You know what I mean? So... It's every man for themselves right now. It's all about who's going to stay consistent, who's going to stay on form, who's going to stay together. So let's see. But, bro, one thing I do want to say before we close on the pod today is just going back to Man United. I'm going to be honest in it. Obviously, I know we're all bantering, but when I have to be real, I have to be real. Man United, I am annoyed that they did lose their first couple games this season because it's basically woken up the owners early. Because what happens is it's like a knock-on effect. Because what happens is the fans get mad. You've got Gary Neville he's got a lot of power, Gary Neville. Used the media to violate the owners, which makes the owners want to spend money. And now these men just went and slapped 70 mil to buy Casemiro, one of the best DMs in the world. About to get Anthony, who I'm not going to get gassed and say Anthony's cold. He's a decent talent, isn't it? Let's not move like he's some.
He's not worth 100 mil.
Yeah, he's not worth 100 mil, bro.
I tell you that right now with my chest.
He's, he's not worth that, but he's a talent in it. So let's, and then apparently, man, probably might get young, etc. So it's looking good for you, man. With a new manager, United, you know what I'm saying? It's exciting times when you're Man United. Like, things can change, you never know. But the one thing I will say, though, someone who is pissed, or I'll say, I mean, I think both sides are pissed, the player and the fans, is Paul Pogba. Obviously, he's left now, but I think if Paul Pogba, if you, man, kept Paul Pogba, you gave him a new contract, you put him in this team with the likes of Casemiro on the side, you've got that new defender there, you've got the left back there, you get a new winger.
Martinez.
With that, Pogba will have been that guy to just help you with Casemiro to bring that. You wouldn't even need De Jong anymore, personally. You wouldn't need to get De Jong.
Bro, we wouldn't. You know what I mean? We actually would not. That Casemiro signing would have ended it. That would have been
it. It's a big loss, but it is where things happen. It is where it is, man. Pogba got injured as well now. So. Yeah.
You can only spend so much time. It was always like, oh, we need that one player to unlock Paul Pogba. You've got like five players to unlock Paul Pogba. Like,
But let's not get twisted. Like, we with United had too many problems in it. Too many. And I think Ragnick coming in, now Ten Hag.
That guy was a spy sent from.
But he came and just exposed the whole
thing. He just spoke the realness, man. He just spoke the realness.
So.
He just spoke the realness. Man said he was going to do United director and be Austria manager at the same time.
Nah, they ended his.
I remember. This guy thinks it's football manager. Like,
nah, they ended his contract. Finished. Said, yeah, keep talking.
Oh yeah, man. United. It's gonna be interesting week and a half for you lot. Whoa. Oh no, 8 days till the transfer window closes. Like, if you man can wrap up this Antony deal, 100 million is insane, but it's not my money.
But. Even just talking about that, because you mentioned transfer, Barcelona are looking like they're in mud.
They still can't register Koundé. I don't think that they haven't been able to register Koundé, Kessié, or Christensen.
Does that mean they have to sell? They're going to have to sell some players?
They have to sell. So they're trying to sell Memphis Depay. Apparently he's going to Juve, but I think he rejected that offer or something. They're trying to sell, obviously, Aubameyang. They're trying to get Piqué to reduce his salary because in La Liga, you have a salary cap. So the total salary of your team can't exceed a certain amount. That's why Messi had to leave. So they're asking Piqué to reduce his salary.
This is mad.
Yeah. So that's why they can't register the Kessié and Christensen and Koundé because the salary is too much. So, fam, it's Barca. Nah,
that gets players involved in the financials too much. Can you imagine? Bro,
you know, did you see that they were suing De Jong, Barcelona?
Yeah.
Because the contract that he signed was signed under the previous president and it has some like illegal terms or something. So
they're basically
saying that, like, you need to either cancel this contract or we're going to sue you. Fam, they owe De Jong 17 mil.
That's why this deal's being longed out.
Can you imagine being owed 17 mil by your employer?
Now, I don't blame, and I don't think it's United's job to pay that off.
No, it's not. It's down to Barca. Nah, can you imagine that? Deep it, like your employer, like we all work 9 to 5s.
17 Imagine mil. Your employer. Yo, 17 mil. Just like, now, if it goes to the very last second, as the United fan, I would love for De Jong to just come through, but I don't blame him, bro. Like, you have to get your bread, like, to the very last second of that window, get your bread, 100%.
I don't think it's going to happen, personally. I think Barcelona are going to just put every sort of jinnels in this world, Barcelona are going to try and pull and every sort of finesse to make sure they don't go, at least not in this window.
But do you think they can, though?
Bam. Well, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Do you think they can actually get away with it, though? Like, because, like you said, they can't register certain players.
It's true.
How do they twang it?
I don't know. They're doing some sort of... I don't know. We'll see. Got 8 days left to the end of the window, so a lot's gonna happen. But yeah, man, it's been a good week of football, good weekend of football. Arsenal win, United win. Obviously, United got Southampton on Saturday. Arsenal have got Fulham on Saturday as well, right?
Saturday 5:30.
So two big fixtures for us. Should be two wins, but
come on, Fulham.
See, I'm trying to be impartial here. I'm saying shout out to United. All right, say no more.
I'm on violence. Mike starting anyway. Still. See you on the 4th. That's
Southampton away. Probably be Casemiro's debut. Fulham at home this Saturday. Never know. Pedro Neto might be signed by Saturday. I'm joking.
Where are you putting him in the team?
No, he's not starting. He's competing with Saka.
Madness.
But they're asking for bread, though. They're asking for like 60 more. So
that's asking for bread.
That's
quite steep.
Yeah. But yeah, madam, before we wrap up, we obviously got to do Donkey of the Week. I've got my nominee. I had two nominees, to be fair, but I feel like one outweighed the other. So my first nominee that I was going to initially give it to was going to be Thomas Tuchel, because losing 3-0 like that to Leeds was quite embarrassing. But I think after the events of yesterday, I've got to give it to Van Dijk, man. Like, it's hard when you set such a high standard as a player, because then when you don't reach those standards, it looks 10 times worse. But to do what he did yesterday, to do what he's been doing, this laid back, oh, I'm not trying to commit so that I can uphold this not dribble past that. Like, I don't like it, man. I don't like it. I don't like defenders who always dive in and are always getting stuck in, but come on, man. Like, do something. Like, that's poor. That's poor. So, yeah, I'm going to give it to Van Dijk still. Max, what are you saying?
For me, I can't give it to Van Dijk because, yeah, you can't really blame him for the first goal. Yeah, he was standing there like a standing man, like a statue, etc. Like, I hear that, but at the same time, it weren't his fault, innit? Trent could have done better. He just dived in as well. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just poor defending as a whole. For me, my donkey of the week has to go to Chelsea Football Club. reason being is because you've spent, what, 50 mil on Sterling. How much did they buy Koulibaly for?
30, 40 million.
Koulibaly, they want a bid of 80 million for Fofana. They're bidding 60 million for Gordon. But you're getting slapped 3-0 by Leeds. They're taking a piss, though. I'm not going to lie to you. Chelsea, I was saying that Chelsea should be challenging for the title. And again, it's still early doors. Don't get me wrong. Things can change in the next couple of weeks. But I'm expecting Chelsea. I was expecting it to be Chelsea, City and Liverpool for the title. And then top four is Arsenal, Tottenham and Man United.
Yeah.
But the way it's looking, Chelsea might be in this top four race too now.
They want to be in it. They actually want to be in it.
When you deep it, the money that they spent on the players, they bought Havertz for almost 90 million or 80 million, I can't remember. Mm. You know what I mean? They've spent money this window. They bought Corella 60 million, like, but you're getting slapped 3-0 by Leeds. It's not adding up, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, Tuchel, give it a couple of weeks. If he doesn't improve his results and start delivering, he's going to be under the wing right now. And that Bohill guy, whatever his name is, like I said, it's going to tell him it's time to go. You're fired. It's going to send him out soon. So for me, I'm going with Chelsea. Chelsea are going to have to hold on for the week.
So, Jacob, what are you saying?
Oof, boy. I was actually like, these are all good choices as well. You know, it's mad. It's actually mad.
You know, you have to be the tiebreaker.
I was going to chuck in Koulibaly as well. Like, you know, I felt like when you mentioned, obviously, Van Dijk and that, I thought maybe it might be the week for a defender to hold Donkey of the Week, because I feel like after Koulibaly's amazing performance at Tottenham, to then go and do what he did against Leeds was just something you wouldn't expect of an experienced player of his level. So he's definitely one of my nominees. I feel like Chelsea, yeah, because of the transfer, the way they've handled transfers. But again, it's early doors. Like, all of these transfers could pull off. Like, Koulibaly could do his thing. Sterling could do his thing. Mm. So I don't know if I want to get to Chelsea yet. So I feel like it might have to go to Van Dijk, because Liverpool haven't actually won in since the season started. Yeah. They've conceded every game, and yesterday was just, I feel like, the epitome of how things are going for them right now. And Van Dijk was at the forefront of things, and like you said, he's been caring about his individual stats more than, you know, the image of the team. So I feel like yesterday that moment was not a isolated moment. It's happened bare times, and because of that, he cost his team a goal essentially. So yeah, man, might have to be.
Eric Stoll. Wow, never thought this would come. Virgil van Dijk, Donkey of the Week. I think that'll definitely be his first time. For Liverpool's sake, hopefully it's not his last. Hopefully it is his last, sorry. But fam, the way he's playing, where he could probably even get it next week. I mean, who are Liverpool even playing next? Let me check.
Liverpool got Bournemouth.
Okay, I'll slap Bournemouth.
But this needs to show that anyone can get Donkey of the Week.
Anyone can get it. We're giving Donkey of the Week from Tuchel to Arteta. Arteta's held it bare times. So has Ollie.
Any establishment, anyone, a referee can even get Donkey of the Week. Yeah, fam. Don't get twisted. Van Dijk's still world class centre back. We know.
Yeah, of course.
For this week, he just.
Ollie, you might wear in the trenches, man. Fam. You might wear in the trenches. You're still in the trenches, to be fair. Why am I saying where? You are in the trenches. You're even in a deeper trench now.
It's calm, fam. It's calm. Ten Hag is trying to pull us out, man.
Yeah, right. Whatever, man. We'll see. But yeah, Mandem, thank you once again for joining me for today's episode. Listeners, thank you for listening. We appreciate all your support. You can catch us on the socials at Box to Box Podcast. That's on Instagram and on TikTok as well. You can see some of the content that we've got on there. But of course, we'll catch you guys very soon for our next episode. So, have a blessed week and we'll catch you guys very soon. Peace out.